it's very difficult for me to convey exactly how I'm feeling, so I'm gonna do my best and just say that I am so, 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 so easy right now. I'm so easy. You wouldn't have to try to get me into bed, you know? You wouldn't have to say anything or do anything. I'm just... please. My whole body is just please. You know? God, it sounds stupid. I don't know if I'm really expressing it properly, but yeah, just really easy. I can't stop moving my hips, and every time I move my hips, it just... it's not even my clit, you know, that's like rubbing up against my panties or something. It's everything, my whole entire, just everything between my legs is on fire. Like, touching it, moving it, everything, anything, it just feels so good, but it feels like not enough. God, I don't even know if I've said a complete sentence yet, have I? Just... I have a pretty fucked up brain. Kinky doesn't really even begin to describe it. On is just, it's so weird. I'm not usually like this. It's really difficult to get me horny sometimes, and it's, I don't want to say difficult, it just, you know, it takes time sometimes for me to warm up with people. It takes me a minute to even get myself ready. Maybe like 20 minutes to really get to that point where I'm like, okay, like, I'm ready to like start masturbating, or I'm ready to start having sex. I know that kind of breaks the illusion a little bit. I'm sorry about that, but it's the truth. And I need you to understand the truth so that you understand how weird and foreign and strange and new this feeling is for me. Where like everything is turning me on. And it's been all day. It is 5:31 p.m. and I've been feeling like this all day. I got out of the shower this morning. I, you know, caught a glimpse of myself in the mirror, naked. And this voice in my head that isn't me, but it is me, was like, oh my God, what a slut. And it turned me on, degrading myself, but at the same time being degraded by someone else who's just observing in my head. I sound like a crazy person. I guess we're all a little crazy, right? So I hear this voice and it's like, oh, what a fucking slut. And my clit twitches. And I'm looking at myself in the mirror and blow drying my hair and, you know, doing all that sort of stuff. And I turn around, I look at my ass, I bend over. And that voice comes back and it's like, look at those little fuckholes. Look at those. Look at those tight, desperate, slutty little fuckholes. And it's not me, but it is me. I'm just kind of at the mercy of this voice, and I know that sounds kind of ridiculous. Imagine being me and actually experiencing it firsthand, okay? Like, it's ridiculous to listen to, but even more ridiculous to, like, to be, you know? So, I've got this voice telling me these random things at these kind of random times, and just feel like I'm sexualizing myself or degrading myself or something, but I don't mean to be. I don't mean to be doing it. It's just happening, and I'm so fucking horny. It's not just horny, it's easy. Because instead of the usual 20 minutes of foreplay and creating a little story in my mind, like I always do, like I do every single time, it takes me forever. Instead of doing all that, it's just a few sort of trigger words. Like, I don't know. Some of them are, well, some of them are words that really love, like fuckhole, and some of them are words that other people have given me, really dirty little naughty words that remind me of how they think of me, or a word that reminds me of something I've done or something I like. One of them is tongue. I think whenever I think of the word tongue sort of sexual context, I think about my favorite pastime, being on my knees, licking balls. I know that sounds a little weird, but you'd be surprised how difficult it is to find a man who's willing to just stand there and let me lick his balls for as long as I want. Even just 5 minutes. I just want 5 minutes alone with your balls. So lick them. dazzle them. But they always want to ruin it with sex. They want to get to the main show. But if you just let me lick your balls for 5 minutes, I will be so fucking wet. Come on. I'll be so fucking wet for you. It will, I guarantee it will be the wettest pussy you've ever had. I'm teasing. But there's a little truth in it, I guess. Sometimes I just want to be alone with the balls. Oh my god. But right now, I mean, that was just an example of a trigger word. Right now I've had this voice just telling me what a slut I am. What a whore I am. Look at that tight little asshole. It probably wants to be stretched right now. And the voice is right. Look at that desperate, soaking, wet pussy. Probably in some, god, sometimes I don't want to say things that I'm thinking because I know what people are going to say. I know how people are going to think of me. But it's mine, you know, it's my sexuality. It's no one else's. It doesn't belong to anyone but me. So maybe I should just say it. Oh gosh. This voice in my head that's been degrading me all day. So that now I'm under the covers, writhing and whispering, and I just feel like I'm gonna explode. Look, I'm afraid to say it. I'm afraid to say what it's been saying to me, because maybe I just won't even post this. I don't know. Maybe I'll just get it off my chest. The little voice in my head is saying looking at me, you know, and it's saying you probably can't even rape her because she just fucking wants it. Oh god, I know it's bad, but fuck, just saying it out loud. Has this little voice in their head that sexualizes them or objectifies them, or maybe it's more outward. Maybe it's more of an outward experience where you're normally mild-mannered and treat people with respect, okay? Even in your head, you don't sexualize constantly. You're not some, you know, you're not someone who, like, is constantly horny or whatever. Maybe you're like me and, gosh, I don't know. Maybe that's crazy. Maybe I'm nuts. I don't know. But maybe everything in your head is normal and not sexual all the time. And then maybe you have a day where just, maybe everyone that walks by you or everything you see turns you on or, fuck, I don't know. Maybe you have, like, a coworker or something and you never really gave her a second thought. And then one day, you know, I don't know. For me, it's probably just hormonal. So maybe it's a hormone thing for you too. One day, all of a sudden, you're just like, fuck. Wonder what her lips would look like around my cock. Wonder if her tongue on my balls would be so soft. Wonder how she would look looking up at me with her mouth stretched around. I wonder if she would strip down to her panties for me and her bra. And just let me feel her up at work. Just crazy thoughts going through your head. I don't know, that's just off the cuff, but I don't know. Or maybe you have a voice that's inward, like mine. You see yourself in the mirror after a shower, like I did. And this crude voice is like, look at that fucking pull. Look at that hard, thick fucking cock. I kind of hope you have a voice like that. It actually sounds kind of complimentary when I say it about someone else. Of course, I don't imagine that anyone's inner monologue includes as much self-degradation as mine does. I think I might be unique in that. Gosh, this is getting long. I was scared to tell anyone. It took me a minute to kind of build up to it. It took me a minute to build up to telling you that the voice in my head is so mean to me. The voice in my head thinks that I'm so fucking horny right now that you can't rape me. I would want any cock. It's kind of mean to say, huh? It's not very nice. But I think it might be a little bit true because I'm imagining my face down in the mattress, my ass in the air, and just getting used over and over and over again. Just guy after guy after guy. Just, oh god. And just feeling them fuck me and getting frustrated. frustrated because I need more. I need more. I need deeper. I need you to just go as deep as you can inside of me and kind of wiggle it around. Do you know what I mean? Like, I need to know that you're filling up every inch of my pussy and just pushing it, like, push it past that boundary. Fuck, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm saying. I think I'm gonna cry. You ever get so horny that you cry? My neighbors will definitely be able to hear it. I don't care. I hope you don't mind. Like, this might be kind of loud. Fuck, I don't know. Let's try, okay? Oh god. Fuck. So easy. It's so good. It's so good. I'm so easy. I'm so easy. Fuck. I'm so easy right now. I just want cock everywhere. I want balls in my mouth and cock in my asshole and my pussy and just my mouth, my pussy, my asshole, my face, I wanna just everything. Every part of me I wanna use for cock. I wanna be filled up. I wanna make cocks come with every part of my body. And I just don't wanna stop until I'm satisfied. You really couldn't give me a bad idea right now. I would say yes to anything if it meant that I got a cock deep inside me. Oh, fuck, deep, deeper and deeper, 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 please, deeper, please, please. Please, deeper, please, deeper, please. Please, deeper, please, deeper, 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 please. Please, deeper, please, 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 please. Please deeper, please, fuck. Oh my god. I would do anything for you if you just promised me. Promised me that you would spread me open and you would shove your cock as deep as possible inside of me and just push. Just keep pushing it, even though it's all the way in. Just keep pushing. It just feels so good. Just keep pushing it inside. Even after you bottom out, just keep. Imagine you're like trying to put your balls inside me too, you know, like just keep going. Shit, oh my god. Just keep pushing it. Oh my god. I'm just so easy. I would fuck anyone right now. It's so fucked up. It's so fucked up to say, I know. I would just just need cock, anyone's cock, fuck, I just need cock, cock, I just need cock, I need cock, please, I need deep cock, please, oh god, oh my god, oh god. Torturing myself with this thing on low. Oh my god, I don't wanna come just yet. I don't wanna come just yet. I just wanna keep thinking about cock. I just wanna keep thinking about cock and balls in my face. Yeah. And cock deep in my pussy. And cock pushing into my asshole. Oh my god, just fucking fill me up. Show me all the different ways you want to use me. Show me all the different ways that my body can be used. Oh my god. Don't even ask me. Just start doing it. Just start doing it. I can't be raped right now. I just can't. You can't rape me. You can't rape me because I fucking want it and I fucking need it and I'll fucking beg for it. Just do whatever you want. Don't ask. I just want to know what you want. Don't censor yourself. Just do whatever you want to me. Fuck, just do whatever you want to me. Don't even ask. Just do whatever you want. Let me see it. Let me see your mind. Let me see how your mind works. Let me see what you would really do with my body if I said do whatever you want. I wanna see it. I wanna see. You can't rape me. It's not rape because I fucking rape me. Just do whatever you want. I want it all. I want it all. I want everything. I want everything you want to give me. Oh, I want everything you want to give me. Oh my god. Oh my god. Holy shit, I'm gonna come again. I'm gonna come again, okay? It might be really loud. I'm sorry. Oh my god. Oh god. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck. Ha ha. that was good. Oh my god, oh my god. Do you ever come? And then you're thinking back a little bit to the noises you made and you're like, oh shit, I sound like a fucking idiot. Oh god. Oh god. But then again, what the hell's a smart orgasm? You know, like, oh, I sounded really smart while I was coming. Like, the fuck? Okay, so, wow, yeah, that was something. Okay. I hope, oh god, I hope that was as good for you as it was for me. Cliche, but, you know, some things are cliches because they work. Until next time.